This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now from Columbia, South Carolina, InvestUSA.org, and AmericanThinker.com, where he is a writer, is Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Always a privilege, Bill. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. So they, you know, in order to save our democracy, we got to keep Trump off the ballot so you cannot democratically vote for him. That's what they want me to believe today. Is that right?
That's exactly what they want you to believe. What's scary about it is they want you to believe that you shouldn't be involved with Trump because they decided that he was guilty of insurgency. Never mind the fact that he's never been indicted. And trust me, they have indicted him on anything that they thought they could remotely get to stick, okay? If they saw him jaywalking, they'd indicted him on that. But he's never been indicted on insurgency. And there's a reason behind that. Because you and I have had this discussion, I think, on your show before.
Right.
If that was an insurgency, an overthrow of the government or an attempt to block a peaceful transition of power, that's about the sorriest performance I've ever seen. How do you think you would accomplish that without guns, without, you know, holding people hostage, without, you know, sit-ins taking things over? I mean, it's ludicrous. And basically, they planned it. You and I both know that. The FBI has now admitted that they had assets. They're not willing to admit they had agents yet, but they did have assets. By the way, with you know, my involvement with the Bureau for so many years, I can promise you this. If there's an asset, there's an agent within arm's length.
Right.
They don't let their assets go out there and, you know, have their own little party and their own little wild times, and they call them later and say, this is what I did. Doesn't work that way. Sorry. Just does not work that way.
Right.
So if they had over 200 assets, they had a bunch of agents there.
Right.
A bunch. So anyway, that having been said, Trump has never been indicted for an insurgency, an insurrection, much less tried and convicted by a jury of his peers, which is what the Constitution provides for, demands. We have that right. In this country, unlike other countries around the world, you are innocent till proven guilty.
Right.
And guilty means that a jury of your peers have heard the evidence and decided that you did it. That has never even occurred with Trump. Like I said, he's never even been indicted over the matter. They indicted over other things. You didn't do enough. You didn't do this or that, or, you know, or et cetera. But they have never been able to indict over insurgency or insurrection because it's not there.
Right.
But yet, Colorado, and you remember now, Colorado is 7 Democrats on the Supreme Court. Even they were divided 4-3 that they are going to label him as an insurrectionist because they gave him the label. That means he's automatically guilty of those actions. And by being guilty of insurrection, then they can keep him off the ballot. But the problem with that is this country has just jurisprudence for over 250 years has been you are innocent until proven guilty. He's never even been indicted or tried, so how can he be anything but innocent? That doesn't matter to them. They're going to accuse him of something, and they make him suffer the consequences of the penalty for that accusation.
Right.
This is why it's so important to the American people, to everybody listening to our voice right now. If they can do that, then they can make you guilty of a crime that they have just from a behavior they don't like. They don't like conservatives. So if we think you're conservative, Bill, boom, we're going to automatically assume you're guilty, and whatever penalty we think should go along with you being guilty of being conservative, that's what we're going to impose. Forget the fact that you're innocent until proven guilty, or forget the fact that you should have a jury. Nope, they're trying to change it. They don't want it to work that way anymore. That is scary, Bill, because tyrannies, dictators, don't even operate to that extent.
Right. Well, I mean, it sets a really bad precedent that they're going to, I mean, we've already seen this happen with the Supreme Court when they got out there and Harry Reid changed the rules in the Senate. And everybody said, don't do that, Harry. Don't do it where it has to be a simple majority. Just keep it where it's at. But he wanted to do it. So he did it. And then Trump put 3 Supreme Court justices on the Supreme Court. And now now they've changed the rules again, right? They've changed the rules again. And just like they did the first time, I mean, they're sort of opening, they changed rules twice, because most of the time with an ex-president, they just sort of let him be.
Right, exactly.
So, but they're not doing that with
him.
So
they're already demonstrating what you're referring to. Now, from this standpoint, you now have Republican states that are saying, if that's the new rules, we can just accuse you of something, and as long as it falls within what we define as insurgency, you can't be on the ballot. Well, guess what? We don't think Biden has done his constitutional mandate providing for the common defense by having open borders and refusing to close the borders and keep terrorists out. So because we think he is participating in the abdication of his duty, which is to provide for the common defense, then we don't think his name should be on the ballot in our states.
Right.
So you're already seeing, I mean, no common sense, no rationale. They've just opened up a can of worms. You know?
Yeah.
They really have.
Yeah.
Now, the Supreme Court, I know, is going to recognize that, and I'm very confident in projecting that the Supreme Court will be these states will be overruled. He'll be on the ballot in these states. But you think of all the tax dollars that were wasted just to get to that point, which you and I can get to by just looking at it in 10 seconds, realizing the common sense of the truth and what's the right thing to do.
Right.
Don't have that anymore, do we, Bill?
Nope. Now things are. All politicians, though, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, most of the politicians out there today, they exist in a bubble. They're not really aware of the how they are regarded by the rest of America that doesn't live in that bubble, are they?
No, you're exactly right. And one of the things that I would say to drive home your point is that to show how just bad, how much of a bubble they live in. So you've got Hunter Biden, who has been subpoenaed to testify about where this money is coming from, how it's coming from foreign governments. How can you not be a agent for a foreign government? And if you are, how come you're not registered? That's what the law requires. And we've got a number of other questions about some of these transactions. For him to say, nope, I'm not going, and then to rub their nose in it by saying, when they talk about, okay, now we're going to have a committee meeting to talk about, do we hold him in contempt for having snubbed his nose in Congress? He says, I'll make it doubly easy for you. I'm going to go rub your nose in it again. I'm going to sit there while you debate whether I should be held in contempt. I refuse to go to the hearing, and
yeah,
I'm
going
to sit here and laugh at y'all while you decide what to do with it. You talking about arrogancy, Bill.
He's a tough guy.
I don't know how you get much worse than that.
I don't know. I don't either. I tell you what, we're coming up on the first break. I want you to hold on for me, if you will.
Sure.
Michael Letts is the head of InvestUSA.org, and InvestUSA.org, what they do is they give away these free protective vests. A protective vest of the type that a law enforcement officer can use. This is something it's got to be very protective, and he's got to be able to work in it for a 12-hour shift. That's what makes these things so special. And he gives them away. Over 11,000 of these to law enforcement agencies, including their K-9 colleagues. In addition to that, he's a writer at AmericanThinker.com, where he writes on all the stuff that we talk about whenever he comes on the show. And he's turning into quite the collaborator. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. I'm gonna go get some more. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Karen Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wit, now featuring the new Pit Viper. Karen is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at KarenTactical.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And welcome back. Still talking to Michael Letts. I held him over for a bit because something just broke, something just cracked open as we were going to the break and everything. So let's talk about that. So joining me again is Michael Letts, InvestUSA.org. What just happened?
Well, the House were unable to secure the votes to pass the spending appropriations bill to keep the government open. You know, Speaker Johnson thought he had a deal. Well, he did have a deal worked out with the Senate and what he thought was the majority within the House to reduce spending by $30 billion and to not fund Ukraine as much as the Biden administration wanted, to fund Israel to a larger degree than what Biden wanted, and to provide some semblance of working on securing the border. This is where the issue really fell apart. The hardcore House Republicans felt like no more symbolism on the border. We have a major crisis, which quite frankly, Bill, is true. We had 300, most we've ever had in history, 320,000 cross the border last month alone. Understanding we only catch about 10%, so multiply 300,000 by 90%. I tell you how many actually probably are in this country as of just 1 month alone, a couple million at least.
Right.
So that the hardcore Republicans wanted a commitment that funding would be made available to complete the wall, all of it, and close down the border so that we can begin to restore some sanity. What the Democrats held firm on and got, evidently, that's why the Republican hardcores Republicans are so upset, is they got that there would be more funding for the border, but it would be used by the Homeland Security Director, who they're impeaching, by the way, my office. And, you know, he would use that money to help expedite these illegals through the process, to spread them around the country and help them to get settled and established so that they can have a hearing to determine whether they meet asylum criteria or not.
Right.
And of course, you and I both know what happens is they come across, we give them everything. We give them money. We give them, you know, meals, clothing, et cetera. Where do you want to go? We give you a plane ticket or a train ticket to where you want to go. We only ask for one thing in return. When you get there, check in with the immigration office and tell them that you've arrived and you'd like a hearing to present your case for asylum so to see whether you can really stay here or not. And we know that 99.9% of the time, they don't bother to check in. They get there, thank you for paying for everything, giving them free money, and they're gone. They assimilate into our society. Many of them are criminals. We just had one today kill someone in, I believe it was Michigan, who was an illegal immigrant who had actually been scheduled to be deported.
Right.
And they didn't get rid of him. And so he went out and murdered somebody instead. This happens all the time. Bill, and, you know, I think the American people, you know, just on a show a few minutes ago before I got on yours, were asking, what do you think the climate or the mood is for 2024? I think the American people are beyond upset. I think they're sick of this woke that we have to try to accommodate and not stand for principle, but stand for what is convenient that the Democratic Party tells us we should be standing for. I think they're sick of it. I think they want change. The question that will come, this is what I was telling Fox News, is do we have the election integrity in place to make it a fair and honest election? I think the jury's out on that. I know the Republican Party is trying to say, oh, no, we learned our lesson last time. We know what to look for. But I got to tell you, Bill, I haven't really seen the provisions put in place to ensure that corruption can't happen again, and that scares me.
Yeah. Well, I guess my first thought is that somewhere, sometime, somehow, somebody's going to have to hold the line on spending. I don't know when that's going to be a good time. The other thing, though, that strikes me is that the Republicans, they're not exactly acting like the majority in the House.
No. You're exactly right. You know, I mean, I tell you what's sad. Let's just talk about reality. Mike is a good speaker. I've known Mike for a long time, good friend. Well, you have the hardcore Republicans. Hey, I'm one of those. But you have the hardcore Republicans saying, we're going to fix it today. No more spending. Or you're going to put the money up today to do the following conservative principles that we've been saying we're going to get done for years. And I get that. I support that. I understand that. Then you got the progressive liberals, I'm talking about the Republican Party now. They say, no, can't do that. That's moving too quick. We have to have, you know, move into this gradually. And to be able to get a consensus to hold them all together to vote for a budget, for lack of a better word, is near impossible. And that's why I wouldn't want to be Speaker of the House, Bill, regardless of how much you offer to pay me for it.
Well, yeah, and the thing that I noticed that I've been seeing is that they got rid of McCarthy, which I wasn't a big McCarthy fan, but at the same time, and McCarthy sort of invited what he had happen to him with all of those little back alley deals he made, because right. He wasn't paying enough attention to the reality of the situation on the ground. Now they got Johnson, which the roulette wheel of who's going to be the next speaker lands on Johnson. And he probably made the same kind of deal that McCarthy would have made because of what's available.
Correct.
That's a reality, right? That's a reality that they have to face.
That's
about
a reality.
What's available, what can they pass?
Yeah, because unfortunately, we as a Republican don't stick together enough to get anything done. So now you have to reach across the aisle to at least the conservative Democrats, of which there are very few. But you have to look at either the conservatives or the more moderate Democrats. Either way, they're not supporting the cause for free because it's the right thing to do.
Oh, no.
They're supporting it because of what you're going to give them in return. So you get an old political horse trading, and the whole thing stinks.
Yeah.
Bill, to be honest with you, the whole thing stinks. But here's what I keep telling people on the shows that we're on. This is reality. This is where we're at today. And the only thing we can do to change it is we have to invoke a military tribunal.
Yep, yep, yep.
And we have to hold these people accountable, or the military is going to have to intervene. I mean, I know people don't want to hear that, Bill, and I don't want us in martial law. I don't want us to be military dictatorship.
Right.
But the military is going to have to help. I mean, I used this classic example. We've got over 10 million illegal immigrants.
I tell you what, we're about to run out of time. So we're going to have to explore this again.
We'll do it next time you want to do it.
Well, I mean, if you want to explore it, if you got one more segment, we can explore it.
Sure.
Okay.
Well,
you just hang on then. You just hang on. So we'll get to that in just a second. What was once a short appearance is turning into something else altogether. I like it a lot. Talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org, where they give the free protective vest to the law enforcement, the first responders, their canine colleagues, and writer at American Thinker. And he also has the ear of a lot of people out there that we're talking about as we go along. So hang on for us just one second. We'll get right back to this when we in just a bit. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley face off in the final Republican debate before the Iowa caucuses Wednesday night. The debate was hosted by CNN. At the same time, frontrunner Donald Trump held his own town hall event hosted by Fox News not far away in Des Moines. During the televised debate, DeSantis and Haley sparred over a range of topics. Each of the candidates was also asked about what they consider an insurrection to be.
At the end of the day, I will always defend and fight for the Constitution. That's what we should do as Americans. I think what happened on January 6th was a terrible day, and I think President Trump will have to answer for it.
Haley said it's wrong. Former President Trump cannot concede that he lost the election to President Biden in 2020. This is USA News.
The old
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org. We were just touching on the idea of the military tribunal. Now, the thing about the military tribunal that I see, and you tell me if I'm wrong about this, I fully expect to be, is that this is the only way that something different is going to be done that would actually be concrete. Because waiting on them to do the right thing, well, we're just, you know, we'll be dead before that happens.
Yeah, it's just simply not going to happen. Let me give a couple real quick things. I know we're going that limited amount of time, but to just reinforce the point, you've got the Epstein situation. You say, and people call me, what do you think of this person? What do you think of that person? You know, that's not the point. The point is Epstein wasn't smart enough to put together that kind of an organization. Federal agencies help. We have documentation on that. This is not my opinion. FBI, CIA, and others. What did they get out of it? Well, it's a great tool of blackmail. People. You say, why do we want to blab our own government? They're not interested in doing what's best for the American people, these agencies. They're interested in consolidating power.
Right.
And if I have a blackmail on you, I can tell you, look, I need more money, and you're going to give it to me. Or this is going to get released. So the point that I'm making, they're using like the Epstein situation, we don't need to worry about the people right now. You need to be held accountable, and they will be. We need to find out what agencies are involved across the country, across the world, who's paying for it, and is the infrastructure still in place? We just threw a couple of players under the bus. I think those are some very pointed questions, and here's how it reflects on the news today. They say they're going to release a list. They release some of it. Then they hold. Then they release a few more. Why is it taking so long? Because these agencies are telling the judicial system, you can't release it. It's national security. You can't tell what we're doing with this stuff. And what's frustrating is that's your and our tax dollars, Bill.
Right.
That are paying for this. So the point I'm making is if our system is that corrupt to where we're using our tax dollars to have an infrastructure of human trafficking for children, we're debunked. I mean, we are just devoid of any morals and values.
Right.
So that being said, the only people that can hold them accountable is the military. That is why we have to have a military tribunal. Let me just give another quick thought on this. You know, we've got 10 to 20, probably closer to 20 million illegal immigrants in this country right now.
Right.
What's important, what is urgent about that is we have no idea their background. Are they all terrorists? Are they 10% terrorists? Or are they all criminals, half criminals? Are they good people, bad people? The only way to know is we're going to have to round everyone up that's illegal and at least vet them.
Yep.
Now, where do you think we're going to get the personnel to do that? The military is the only one that can step in to do that. The military, through a military tribunal, is the only one that can hold people like the president, vice president, cabinet members accountable for their actions. What actions are we talking about? The Constitution bill requires that part of our the purpose behind our president and administration is to protect and preserve the American people. You can't tell me you're protecting me with an open border with thousands of terrorists on the terrorist watch list or crossing in every day with explosives that we've captured, with ordinances, waiting for the opportunity to do harm to the American people. You have abdicated your responsibility under the Constitution.
Right.
So the only one that can hold you accountable is the military tribunal. The time has come we're going to have to do that if we're going to get to the bottom and clean these swamps out like they need to be and start fresh.
Now, when you're talking about the illegal immigrants, Eisenhower did that.
Correct.
How did Operation Wetback evolve? Did it start out? Was that a military operation?
It was a military operation.
Right. Now, the thing that happened with that, though, is they didn't have to round everybody up. They just rounded some of them up, and then a bunch of them start to self-deport when they realize everybody meant business, right?
You're exactly right, and that's what I'm glad you're up on your history, Bill, you know, because I expect fully the same thing. Once they find out we're not going to tolerate lawbreakers, and quite frankly, we cut off their benefits, okay? Why we're paying illegals more than we're paying veterans to exist is beyond me. You cut off all the benefits, and then they know we're going to round you up if you don't turn yourself in.
Right.
You're probably taking a good bit of the responsibility and the effort just got fixed because they'll be, like you said, headed to go back across the border as fast as they came across.
Well, and the other thing about Operation Wetback 1, at the very least, when they didn't take them just at the border. They sailed them down the length of the entire continent or the peninsula that is all the way down to South America, didn't they, to let them off?
They sure did. They made sure that they didn't walk across 2 feet of water and turn around and walk back in an hour after a lunch break. No, they took them all, and we need to do the same thing. In this particular incident, we need to, those that are terrorists and those that are criminals need to be taken back in shackles.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one thing that I've been expecting that I haven't seen yet, I'm not sad that I haven't seen it, but I've been expecting to see a terrorist attack. I haven't seen one yet. I'm glad. But
Well, you know, Bill, we've had five of them in the last, since January the 1st.
Okay.
And people say, no, he hasn't reported anything. No, we've got the intel. Let me tell you what's going on. Let me just use an example of two of them. New Year's Eve in New York City where the ball was dropping, assailant came in with a vehicle, tried to run over a bunch of pedestrians. They got him before he got there. So two blocks out, he hit another car and knocked another car into pedestrians. There were injuries. There were a few deaths. And then what did they initially was reported? Possible terrorist attack. Same thing happened in Rochester at a concert. Concert was letting out. An assailant had 12 canisters. We're not talking about small canisters, big canisters of gas in his vehicle. And he went and hit another vehicle where these people were coming out to create an explosion. Possible terrorist threat was the initial assessment by the Bureau on both cases. But then they got some pressure from the administration. We're not ready to create that kind of concern in America yet. So suddenly they changed their report. We believe they were attempted suicide or suicide because both of them were both assailants. The drivers were killed. We think it was a suicide attempt on both sides.
Right.
Bill, you, the definition of me loading my car, going someplace, and hitting it so that it explodes and killing a bunch of people that I don't even know. That's not the definition of me trying to commit suicide. Yeah, it killed me. You can say I was suicidal. That's the definition of terrorism because it took out a bunch of innocent people at the same time.
Right.
It's happened 5 times around this country. What it is, it's a precursor. They're assessing our response times and our reactions.
Right.
And quite frankly, they're getting what they want.
Intel.
Intel. Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right. And so they're warming up. There's a lot more to come. 2024 is going to be a huge year, both good and bad. There's going to be a lot of terrorism-involved activities across this country.
Well, I've been saying it's going to be a year to remember, and I'm not sure that I'm real happy about that, thinking about it in that sense. But yeah.
I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, it'll be a year to remember. There'll be some fire positive things because I do see across the country people are becoming awakened to the fact that our country has gone way off track. Corruption prevails, and it has to be resolved. But I also think there's going to be some tough consequences because we've allowed it to happen for so long. So there's going to be some real good things you to remember.
Right.
There's some real bad things you to remember as well.
Very likely. Well, listen, thank you very much for the extra time because it certainly I hate to abbreviate something like that when we're going on that route and just saying, well, we'll have to pick that up the next time because no, I never remember. I'm not sure if you do, but I never do. I never remember. You can find Michael Lentz. InvestUSA.org is the website. You can go check out what he does, and you can go check out the stuff that he gives away. This is a very specialized piece of equipment because it has to protect a police officer, and it has to protect him 24 hours a day when he's in it. And most of the time, we're talking about a 12-hour shift, so it also means he's got to be able to move in it, too. He's got to be able to fight in it. He's got to be able to shoot in it. He's got to be able to drive in it. Very specialized right. piece of equipment. So thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. God bless America. We look forward to what this future holds. It changes every day, so stay tuned. It
certainly does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Joining me from Gun Owners of America is Stephen Williford, the Barefoot Defender. How's it going today, sir?
Going okay.
Yeah? But it's about it's about getting cold and deep in the heart of Texas.
It's looking like it's going to be down in the teens by next week.
Yep. The I saw the other day where veterans and gun ownership came up again in the conversation. Now, I know in the past they tried to take the veterans, if they had a fiduciary in charge of them, and say that they now had a gun ownership prohibition. What is the latest on that thing that you guys are looking at today?
Well, we're fighting that. We're fighting that hard. They took it and they stuck it in the middle of the bill for our military, for funding our military and stuff. And, you know, they just stick things in the middle of a bill of something, and then, you know, of course the congressmen say, well, I had to fund our military, so I had to pass it. Well, so Texas, as far as the state goes, our House has what's called a same subject ruling in the House. And we need to adopt that in the whole nation.
Okay.
Because the same subject ruling, what it states is, if there's something in the bill that is not the same subject of the bill, then the House can't even look at it. So what happens in the federal level is they take a 5,000 page bill and they stick something in the middle of it with gun control or some nonsense like this.
Right.
And you either pass the bill or you don't. And if it has to do with funding our military or whatever, of course we want to fund our military, but we don't want these amendments stuck in the middle of this bill with bogus laws like this. And so they pass them, and then it's like, oh, now we got to get it repealed. And it's, you know, so it's just craziness. And right now we're trying to fight that, and we're trying to overturn that. It's much easier to prevent it from getting put in than it is to repeal it at a future date.
Right. Well, that's always true. Yeah.
So. Anyway, these are men and women that served our country, that fought for our freedom, and then we're trying to take their freedom away from them.
So what are the details of this? What criteria is it that they have to pass by to where they become prohibited?
Well, if they seek out any kind of counseling or anything, then they are deemed to be mentally defective, is what they said. So, you know, if you think about it, you tell a guy from the military and he's got PTSD, and by no means does PTSD, no means should it disqualify them for their rights.
Right.
But you tell them, okay, if you seek help, if you think you have PTSD and you seek out counseling, you go to counseling, you're going to lose your gun rights. Now, all of a sudden, they're not so likely to seek out the counseling that they might need.
Nope.
Because they don't want to lose their rights that they fought for you for. And so they choose not to go seek out help at all, because, and that makes it even worse. I mean, how ridiculous. And it also, with today's world where you have transgender bathrooms and everything else, and the military trying to push to go woke, and that's not enough problems with the military that, you know, might prevent somebody might think, well, you know, if I go join the military and I come back from war, then they're going to take my rights away from me. You know, now we're already stuck with problems with recruiting and getting people that want to do the job to begin with. And you're making it even harder and harder every turn of the way for people to say, oh, I want to be part of the military. I want to be part of that.
Right.
And it's ridiculous. And so gun owners of America are fighting those cases and stuff. And we're fighting to preserve our rights. Please go to gunowners.org and sign up. Especially if you think that the rights of our military men and women should be protected, too.
Well, the thing about this is that they're always trying to create another list. Another prohibited persons list. It's the same ID politics they do on a regular basis, except with this one they try to attach a gun ownership prohibition on it. And It's nothing new out of them, but at the same time, it's very, very, you know, it's quite, it's just another example of a lie that is told to the American people, especially to the military people.
Especially, you know, those men and women that have served our country so well in foreign countries and things, those are the ones that you want to have guns. Because they're trained to use them. They're trained to protect people. They are trained to handle. And you know, you want to do something to make this nation safer. How about hiring some of those to defend our schools and protect our schools?
Oh, yeah.
And things like that. These are the men and women that have shown that they can go into battle. And they don't run from it. And they are our defenders. They're the ones that are trained, and they're the ones, and we should not be fighting to take their guns away. We should be fighting to restore them in every way and give them the freedom that they fought for.
Well, I kind of think the problem that the left has with us is that they think they're very much smarter than we are. They think that they are superior to what we, you know, to what we represent and everything. They find all of this stuff to be quite quaint sometimes, I think.
Well, and they think they are so superior to us. They think that they are our leaders, that they should have the rights and stuff. But in reality, they work for us.
Oh, yeah.
They don't rule over us. They think that they're our rulers. For the people, by the people, is what our Constitution is set up on. We the people are actually their masters. They sign up and they get voted in to serve us, not so that we can serve them and work for them at their whims and be under their, you know, rule.
Yeah.
They're not our rulers. They work for us.
Yeah.
We are the employers.
Just getting them to believe it again, I guess, is going to be the tough part. That's going to be the tough part.
Well, it's time for us, at the employers, to lay them off.
Yeah.
To give them notice that we're replacing them with someone that does recognize their job.
I'm going to tell you the problem that I see, and before we run out of time, the problem I see, I had, you know, during the Tea Party thing, when the Tea Party was coming along, I thought that we had rounded that bin and we were actually electing patriots, and we did the first time out. And then very slowly they seemed to, especially like in my state, we had Trey Gowdy, Tim Scott, Mitt Mulvaney, and Jeff Duncan, and they went up there and they were the, I mean, of them, of all of those that were there, now only Jeff Duncan is left. Tim Scott's a senator. I don't really know that any of them do anything. Trey Gowdy never did anything. I mean, he looked good. You know, he got on TV a lot. So I thought we had rounded that bend. I guess we're going to have to keep on going and do it till we get it right.
Absolutely. It's time for us to do away with the rhinos and put them on notice and let them know that rhinos like John Cornyn, our own Texas Senator John Cornyn,
right?
He's lost his way. He's forgotten who's sitting there. And he thinks it's okay to put Second Amendment restrictions on law-abiding citizens. And I told him, personally, I've been out and I'm on TV, radio right now,
right,
telling him, John Cornyn, this is it for you. Right. I'm going to do everything I can to find somebody to primary you.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's time.
That's got to be the last word. That's got to be the last word. Okay. Stephen will join us again tomorrow. We'll talk more about this because we do have an election coming up, and I'm very interested to see who you're looking at and who you like. Gunowners.org. Go join them. Well, go join them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.